This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, new music from Kurt Vile, and a couple of tracks from his greatest album, Waking on a Pretty Days, 13 years after its April 9th, 2013 release. Then, two stripped-back covers of favourite alt-rock songs.
Trying to locate somewhere.
233 of a Sonic Youth. That was Philly's constant hitmaker himself, Kurt Vile, opening the show with a super spaced out jam, Gold Tone. That track is one of 11 unfaultable songs on the 2013 record Waking on a Pretty Days. It's a record led by the 9.5 minute opener Waking on a Pretty Day, a track I'd place in the pantheon of greatest alt-rock tracks ever. The rest of the record continues with the greatness, however, with long, drawn-out and dreamy alt-rockers and lyrics that are equally introspective and comical. It's an epic 1 hour, 9 minute days. Here's another of the standout songs, probably the loudest on the record and the most psyched out. An ode to jamming to your favourite music while under the influence of something. This is Snowflakes Are Dancing. This is A Sonic Youth, and that was Kurt Vile with Snowflakes Are Dancing. Kurt Vile, who began his career in the War on Drugs, released Waking on a Pretty Days as his fifth record. He followed it up shortly after with an EP of bonus cuts from the album, which was later added to the deluxe post-haze version. In 2015, he dropped Believe I'm Going Down, a more folk-based record that nonetheless was another of the finest modern alt-rock albums. It opens with Kurt Vile's most popular track, Pretty Pimpin', and also includes my second favourite song ever, Dust Bunnies. In 2017, there was the exceedingly cool collaboration album with Courtney Barnett, named Lot of Sea Lice. In 2018, one of the first albums I ever followed up to its release, Bottle It In, is another brilliant record. 2022's Watch My Moves is a good record too, although altogether less polished than those golden period releases in the mid-2010s. The three or four standout songs are just as great, but the more recent Vile albums haven't been as consistently brilliant throughout their running time. Now, Vile has announced his first proper studio record since Watch My Moves. It's named Philadelphia's Been Good to Me, and their debut single, which dropped alongside the announcement, is named Chance to Bleed. Here's a quote from Vile on the track. "Recorded with my band of bros, the Violators, in Athens, Georgia, and then on down the road to Memphis, Tennessee, where we got town legend Greg Cartwright to rip with us. Kurt Vile lead guitar on the left and Greg lead on the right. I finished this jam out in LA with Rob Schneff at the mixing board, and by then it was flying, baby. The video is a hoot. I invited my Memphis friends back out for that, and there's a ton of other legendary guests, so keep your eyes peeled." Vile also announced a huge American and Europe tour on the back of the record, hopefully one that will come over this part of the world in 2027, so I can see him for the third time. This new single is a hoot, and that You've Got a Chance to Bleed Now is stuck in my head. The more psyched out guitar sound harks back to Waking on a Pretty Days, so I'm excited to see where that goes on the rest of the album. Here's Chance to Bleed.
It's all right. Got that chance to
That was the fresh Kurt Vile single, Chance to Bleed. Next up, three indie covers. We start with Kurt Vile. Vile's a big Bruce Springsteen fan, as you may have heard in Snowflakes Are Dancing. Vile covers Springsteen's Downbound Train, a track from the Born in the USA record. Like another of my favourite covers, the whole city's take on Atlantic City. This is another song that puts a much better spin on a track which is really well written, but to my ears not performed that well in the original version. The cover is from Vile's 2011 EP, So Out of Reach.
Oh,
That was Kurt Vile, putting a grungy spin on Springsteen's Downbound Train. Next up, a cover of Father John Misty's epic Hollywood Forever Cemetery Sings. This cover version, performed by LA band Toshaki Miyake, is not better than the original, because few songs are. What is interesting though, is to hear a stripped back take, and one with female lead vocals. This cover is from the group's 2022 Undercover Volume 1 album. It also features the likes of Sweet Child of Mine, Never Tear Us Apart, and If Not For You. That was Takashi Miyake covering Father John Misty's Hollywood Forever Cemetery Sings. Finally, a beautiful cover of one of Jason Molina's most touching songs. Molina, to me, is the greatest modern Americana musician there was. He released a span of solo albums and records with his bands Songs of Hire and Magnolia Electrico, which range from somber alt folk to proper Crazy Horse inspired roots rock. Molina's greatest moment came with a 2003 release of the record Magnolia Electrico, a record led by one of the greatest songs ever written, Farewell Transmission. One of the bonus tracks on deluxe reissues of that record is Whip Poor Will, a tragically beautiful folk rock song. There's a duet version and a Molina-only demo version, both are magnificent. Earlier this year, folk musician Erin Ray released her well-executed cover of the track. So here's Erin Ray and Whip Poor Will to see us off this week.
I got my window open in the Southern Cross Hotel. It's been my longest night, I can tell. By the way, I'm not surprised to see the desert cover over paradise. I So count every rhododendron in this cool mountain light. I've made more mistakes than that just tonight. All of you folks in heaven ain't too busy ringing the bell. Some of us down here ain't doing very well. Some of us with our windows open in the Southern Cross Hotel.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.